Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the Brown family of Amalthea Organic Dairy in Belgrade through their summer season. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Nathan loads the cedar with a mix that will feed the goats over the winter.
So this is our cedar here that we will we'll fill this up with some different grains, and we'll seed that for a grain crop harvested this early fall, hopefully.
It's not what most of us want to think about coming off this last long and, let's face it, lingering winter. And that's winter. But that is what Nathan's doing this mild May morning.
Let's see. It'll feed probably our goats for 2 to 3 months. And then we buy in the rest of the grain that we use for them.
The Browns' 260 goats produce about 7,000 pounds of milk a week. Right now, they're out on the deluxe rain-soaked pasture. It's high in energy and protein, but of course, here in Montana, the grazing season's short, and milk-producing animals like these need a lot of nutrients. During the winter, they eat alfalfa hay and grain. The Browns grow, cut, and bale alfalfa twice in a summer season. It's a legume hay and a pretty good source of protein and energy for milking goats, but it's grain that provides them with critical nutrients.
We're going to plant a mix of peas, barley, and oats and try and combine that. And that's going to be for the goats.
That kind of varied seed mix is sometimes called succotash, although the Browns don't call it that. The five different species, there's triticale and flax in there too, are planted and harvested together, fertilized with goat manure and by residue left from last season's cover crops.
Having that diversity of species in the mix and different things brings about just better growth throughout the year with the plants.
It also allows the family to produce a higher quality, higher protein feed from their 15 small grain acres.
When we combine that grain, then they'll be have their protein from the peas and the energy from the barley and oats, all in one mix, and we can just grind it from there and feed it to them.
Is that kind of unusual to grow it all at the same time in the same field?
A little bit. We've known a few other farmers who have had pretty good success with it, and we're just going to try it out this year.
The seed is all certified organic. It's pricey, but worth it. It's fed to the goats that produce the milk that makes the cheese, which inhabits that sweet spot in the domestic goat cheese market, organic.
For that 15 acres, I think it's going to cost us about, roughly around $50 to $75 an acre to seed. Yeah, this seed's all certified organic, so it's a bit more expensive.
And so how does that compare to buying in the grain if you were to do that? Is it?
Oh, it's much cheaper for us to grow our own.
Getting seed and elsewhere at the farm, the tiny vegetable starts in the ground is an elemental thing, the beginning of everything, including the beginning of preparing for next winter.
Yeah, it's nice in the spring to kind of get your hands in the soil, and after a long winter, it's really nice.
Next week, after a halting start to spring, the farm is in full swing.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.